Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是 Helen。 这次我邀请了我的同事 Rob 参加这次节目的制作，他也是英语教学专家，我们一起来为大家解答英语问题。
Hello, I'm Rob.
今天的问题来自香港的 Lucy 同学，由我代读。 Hi, this is Lucy, a student from Hong Kong. I was in the UK for an exchange program. May I ask a question about the way people say thank you?I usually hear people say cheers instead of thank you or thanks. Are there any differences between cheers and thanks? Is cheers less formal? And when do we use cheers and when do we use thanks? I'm confused. Thank you very much. 谢谢 Lucy 同学的提问。Lucy 在英国生活了一段时间，她发现英国人在说谢谢的时候，往往说 cheers 而不是说 thank you 或者是Thanks. 那 cheers 和 thanks 有什么不同呢？ Cheers 是不是更口语化？什么时候用 cheers? 什么时候用 thanks? What do you think of Lucy's question, Rob?
Well, I think that it's not just about the English language, it's also about culture.
Culture, 文化，这的确是和文化有关。Cheers 这个词大家可能都不陌生。我们在庆祝的场合下，一起举起酒杯庆祝的时候，我们都会说 cheers， 意思就是干杯。不过用 cheers 来表示谢谢，应该怎么理解呢？
Well, in Britain, we use cheers a lot to mean thank you. Just as Lucy has already pointed out, the word cheers is less formal compared with thank you. It's a colloquial and British way of saying thank you, but in an informal situation.
Cheers 被当作 thank you 来使用的时候，是一个使用频率非常高的英式口语表达。在日常生活中，我感觉听到人们说 cheers 的频率比 thanks 还要多呢。Rob, 给我们大家举几个例子吧。
Sure. Can you pass my phone to me, please?
你能把我手机给我吗？Here you are.
Okay, cheers.
我帮你拿过来你的手机，你说 cheers, 谢谢我。这里既可以说 thanks, 也可以说 cheers.
I can also say, can you pass my phone to me, please? Cheers.
你能把我手机给我吗？谢谢了。这里你提前就把谢谢给说了。
Here's another example.
Oh no, I left my wallet at home. I haven't got any money for lunch.
我把钱包忘家里了，我没钱买午餐了。
I can lend you some money.Here's £5.
我可以借点钱给你，这儿有£5呢。
Oh, cheers.
哎，谢了。有时候我也听到人们说 cheers, mate. 不过这个表达大多数时候都是给男孩子用的，是吗？
Yes, mate is used as a friendly form of address between men or boys, like friend or pal. Sometimes girls say it too, but it's less common.
哦，有的时候女孩子也这么说，是吧？但是并不常见。好的，让我们来听听下面这段对话吧。在酒吧里 ，cheers 非常实用。
Would you like another drink? I'm buying a round.
你想喝一杯吗？我请客。
Thanks. I'd love another pint of bitter.
Okay.
谢谢，我再要一杯苦啤酒。
Here you go.
哎，这杯是你的。
Cheers, mate.
谢了。那么我想问，陌生人之间能用 cheers 吗？
Yes, you can. For example, if someone held the door open for me at a shopping center, I could say cheers.
你说如果有人帮你在购物中心开了门，就算是陌生人也可以回答 cheers. 由此看来 cheers 可以在所有语境里代替 thanks 吗？
Most of the time, cheers and thanks are interchangeable. They're the same. There are some occasions where it's more natural to say thanks rather than cheers.
那你来说说哪些情况下用 thanks 比用 cheers 更合适呢？
Cheers usually ends a conversation on its own, whereas thanks or thank you allow a sentence to expand. So, thanks for coming to my party sounds more natural than cheers for coming to my party.
如果仅仅是简单的回复谢谢或者多谢，我们可以用 cheers 或者 thanks 来结束一段对话。可是当我们需要多说一点点，比如谢谢您来参加了我的派对，这里说 thanks for coming to my party 听起来则更自然。如果说 cheers for coming to my party 感觉就有些过于不正式，有些奇怪。
As we explained before, cheers is an informal way of saying thanks or thank you. So, in formal situations, it's still much safer to use thanks or thank you.
是的，在正式场合下，还是说 thanks 或者 thank you 更保险一些。另外，大家要注意，在北美，人们不用 cheers 来表示谢谢的意思。
That's right. The Americans or Canadians don't really use cheers as a way of saying thank you. However, they probably would understand what you mean if you did use it.
好了，希望大家对 cheers 在英式英语中作为谢谢的用法有了更深的理解。期待更多朋友们和我们联系。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听。
Cheers.
Cheers.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.